ప్రేమస్వరూపులారు.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, hi Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam. The most happening place on the planet, as I always say, today is a day where your heart overflows with enthusiasm, energy, with gratitude. I always feel no Sai devotee's life can be anything other than being one of joy. Swami says there are three elements. If they are there in our life, it is greater than even the karma marga, bhakti marga or jnana marga. And that is joy, enthusiasm and smile. And when I think about today, August 29th, these three words just play in my mind. 18 years ago, Swami gifted this beautiful home for all of us to soak in His teachings, to bask in His love, and to lose ourselves in the purity, in the sublimity of His message. On November 23rd, 2001, Swami pressed the button and in Sai Kulwant Hall, His voice reverberated, announcing to the world the medium that He has set up for the dissemination of His message in the manner that He would want the world to assimilate. After Radio Sai started on November 23rd, 2001, even though we did not have a facility, no studio, no office, nothing, for 1 year Radio Sai continued. And that is how every institution of Bhagwan starts. The General Hospital started in a very small way. Today you have so many extensions done, new building. Everything of Bhagwan starts not with plenty of resources, it starts with plenty of love and dedication. At that point in time, it was Professor Venkatraman and just one other brother. For 1 year, Swami's radio continued to stream His discourses, His bhajans, with no facility, just bare minimum borrowed computers. A room in the Sri Sathya Sai Space Theatre became the temporary office of Radio Sai. And once that started, like a loving mother, Bhagwan nurtured this institution step by step. Came 2002 and Swami unfurled this beautiful home for all of us. He stepped into this building, which was earlier called the Human Values Building. Isn't it so significant? A building that was always used to share the profundity of what is Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, Ahimsa, became the institution which shared these values now in the most modern manner. And once Bhagwan stepped into the portals of this very studio from which I am speaking and you are with me, the movement of disseminating His message acquired a new dimension. Now pure love was available in the digital dimension. And so we started plenty of programs. From one channel, it became three channels. It became six channels. We started Discourse Stream, Bhajan Stream. Eventually, even after Bhagwan left his physical form, we started the Telugu Stream. And now every program that happens in the Sai Kulwant Hall, you watch it live, wherever you are. Every time Vedam is chanted in Sai Kulwant Hall, bhajans are sung. You may be in Australia, you may be in California, you may be in Canberra, you may be in Hawaii. Other day we got a feedback from a sailor in the Pacific Ocean. He's all the time there, 6 months of his life, of his year, he's there in the ocean, but he says for him, Radio Sai is the only companion, because in the midst of just infinity and endless seas, he sees his form everywhere because he connects to his message through Radio Sai. That is the powerful medium that Bhagwan has gifted all of us to see him within and to feel the fragrance of his presence no matter wherever we are. With time we started Hindi programs, and if you've been watching what we have been producing in the recent few months, you would see an acceleration of video production, and that is something that we have now thought we should give more energies to, given the popularity of that medium. What is really interesting is August 29th is not only the birth of the Radio Sai studio in Prashanthi Nilayam. Very pleasantly, we discovered Swami chose this special day for the inauguration of another landmark institution, an institution which he set up even before he set up the college in Puttaparthi, even before the tiny tots joined the primary school, even before the super speciality hospital came up. August 29th, 1975. This was the day a beautiful procession started from the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir. It was led by Sai Geeta, followed by 30 beautiful cows and calves, mothers with their children. There were students from the Anandpur campus chanting bhajans, and this procession went all the way from Mandir to beyond where the senior boys hostel is. And as Swami entered this institution, he was all smiles. He was opening something which is going to be, in a manner of sorts, the foundation for all his educational institutions. He first brought in those beings who will nourish his students. On that morning, as the beautiful procession went to this special institution, Bhagwan cut the ribbon and went to the pedestal where there was a beautiful statue of Lord Krishna. Swami unfurled that lovely countenance, and amidst chants and bhajans, Swami gifted to the whole world Sri Satya Sai Gokulam. Yes, we share our birthday with Gokulam in Prashanthi Nilayam. After Gokulam was set up, Swami said, my students in primary school, the little ones, should be given milk 4 times a day, and they should drink the milk that comes from my Gokulam. It was always Swami's Gokulam. And for Swami, it was the cows that were first, even before the students. And with that love and care, he nurtured this institution. Really so grateful. And when you think about Bhagwan's master plan, when you connect the dots, you are not only humbled, but you are all the time marvel. You marvel at his beautiful unfolding of how he has built every institution for our sake, for our growth, so that we can experience the peace that he wants us to be in all the always. So today, I thought I will take this opportunity to share with you some stories of this Swami's favorite institution, which he unfurled on his 50th birthday, the Sri Satya Sai Gokulam. If you have visited our website or if you are subscribed to our YouTube channel, you would have probably watched the video that we have released on the Gokulam as part of Prashanti Chronicles. But for those who are listening to us on the radio, for the next 45 minutes, we'll spend some time sharing with you how Bhagwan gifted this institution as well as brought lovely souls to be part of this mission. And I have now with me Brother Ravi Teja, who had the chance to not only serve in the Gokulam even after his master's in business administration, but later on he always remained connected to Gokulam as senior manager of Bhaktasayak division, the institution which oversees the functioning of Gokulam and many other institutions. So let's listen to brother share his moments of instruction, direction and guidance from Bhagwan that he has experienced firsthand. Welcome, brother, to Outside Inside Deep Inside.
Sairam, Brother Bishu. First of all, thank you very much for inviting me to this particular Radio Sai show. And congratulations to Radio Sai Studio for completing the 18 years, you know, wherein Bhagwan has physically come in and then inaugurated this wonderful place. And to be sitting in this place and to be talking to all the listeners all across the world is a great feeling by itself. And when Bhagwan chose me, it was not as if he gave me this opportunity of serving in Gokulam by chance or by, you know, just like that. To get anything from God, it's not that easy.
Yes.
And, well, I had my own difficult moments. In other words, after completion of my MBA, of course, I always wanted to stay back in Puttaparthi and then serve at his lotus feet. And so I've always been praying to him for giving me a chance to stay here. I would write letters. I would pray to him whenever I get an opportunity physically to get close to him. But Swami kept saying, no, your first responsibility is your parents and you have to go back. They are the ones who have given you duddu, bloodu, fooddu. You know, that's what, yes. Those are the catchwords for Bhagwan. You know, yes. Duddu is money. Yes. Blood is, of course, you know, the blood that, you know, the body that our, yes, parents have given. And duddu, bloodu, fooddu. You know, yes, the food, of course, is given by our parents as well. So our first responsibility is always parents. And Swami, of course, in N number of discourses, Swami has emphasized more than, you know, enough, basically, for all of us to realize that, you know, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, and after that only everything else comes in. So, he's been harping on that, but then, we didn't want to let go, you know, after all, God himself has incarnated and he's, yes, here in front of us, and yes, I mean, if I were to stay here immediately, you know, even my parents, my physical parents would surely encourage me. And so that was the confidence that I've had. And with that, I was always praying to Bhagwan and then kept saying, yes, Swami, my parents also want me to stay here. You know, if you please give me a chance to continue to stay. So it took a long time, you know, I wouldn't say long time, but surely a lot of prayers from my side and then Swami too, you know. He used to give us interviews and then he would say, no, you have to go. And then he would even, you know, try and give prasadam literally push it and shove it in our hands and say, as if to say, okay, goodbye, now you have to go, you know, take the bus this evening, go back to your parents. But we wouldn't even, you know, take the prasadam, because if you have accepted prasadam, it would mean that you have accepted to go. So that was a wonderful proximity that he had actually blessed us with. And we would cry, we would, you know, catch his lotus feet and pray for the chance. And finally, as if, you know, to get rid of us, Swami called Colonel Jogarav one of those days, and Sri Chakravarti Garu, and said, okay, here are these three guys who have just completed their MBA. Where do you think you want to, you know, place them? While Swami was waiting, you know, it seemed as though he didn't want them to give an answer. He himself said, "Mana Gokulam undi kada, dantlo evaru managers evaru leru kada. Our Gokulam is there, isn't it? There's no manager at the moment. So these guys have completed MBA." He was staying in Telugu, of course. Ippude MBA poorthi chesaru villu. Kodiga poi nerchukuntaru akkada. Let them go serve there.
Wow. And so it came from him directly.
Yes, it did. It did.
Wow.
And I still remember it was, incidentally, it was July 19th, a Wednesday, when Swami called Colonel Jogarav Garu and then asked us to asked him to get along with him into a car. I still remember Sri Chakravarti Garu used to use that particular car, red color Maruti 800. And we all got into that car, and you know, Colonel Jogarav Garu has taken us to Gokulam, introduced us to, you know, the person who was kind of in charge, one Sri Dhanvant Reddy Garu, and said, here are Swami's boys, you know, hereafter they're going to be serving, and so give them guidance and also, you know, tell them what's going on and praise them. So that's how it all started, you know, July 19th, 1990, this was the thing, year. And subsequently, it was, of course, a great opportunity, you know, for us. When I say us, I'm talking about two more classmates of mine who've been there with me. So all three of us were there. And being young students, you know, who were just out of MBA college, you know, we took that as a great opportunity for us to, you know, show off and our talents, and also, you know, do a lot of things out there. You know, we thought we'll do some re-engineering and change things out there. Little realizing that, you know, one has to look at the practicality of it, and also we were too young to even understand what Bhagwan's outlook was, or rather what he is looking at the Gokulam to be. You know, we were thinking, you know, it should be more like a dairy farm and things like that. And so we used to churn out a lot of reports and things like that, take them to Bhagwan. And fortunately for us, Swami would literally call us almost every day. In the evenings.
Wow.
We would be there in the morning at 3 o'clock along with the milkers to milk the cows, and then subsequently to wash the cows, wash the sheds. And we used to do all that along with the workers, all the employees of Gokulam. And then, you know, evening we would come up with these reports to Bhagwan, you know, daily reports in terms of what is the milk output, the productivity, and then who has worked and who's not worked and who's sick. I'm talking about the men who are working, or even the cows which were sick. We would actually give them, give the entire report to Bhagwan on that evening. While Swami would, you know, very softly, gently put away all those reports, he would actually ask about the health and well-being of these animals. You know, this is something that was very intriguing to us. In fact, we were thinking that Swami would be happy if we gave a report of, you know, a cow giving 10 liters. Now, you know, after this nutritious food, you know, now it is giving 15 liters. Swami would say, no, that's not what is important. You have to make sure that cows are your, like your mother, you know, Gomata. Gomata is, Swami would always emphasize on those, you know, the five matas, right?
Yes.
Veda Mata, Gomata, Deha Mata,
Bhumata.
Bhumata. And yes. So Swami would say, you know, cow is like your mother, and so you have to take care of your mother. It's not the milk output that you should be looking at, but you should be taking care of your mother, taking care of the cow as if you are taking care of your mother, which means, you know, he would always emphasize on their well-being, how happy the cows are, how, you know, healthy the cows are, and things like that. So, he would ask questions, and so what kind of food fodder you are giving, and whether it is green fodder or dry fodder, or what kind of cattle feed are you giving, you know, which is a mixed ready-made cattle feed. And then Swami would get into the specifics and details, and then, you know, as to what is a mix of that. And almost every day we would get inputs from him on very, very minute aspects, you know, from Bhagwan. It was really a wonderful time. It was really a wonderful time. So that's how it used to be.
So slowly you were learning from Bhagwan about how he wants the Gokulam
exactly.
To be. So it was not a conventional dairy farm.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, after Swami gave us these chances to interact with him, and then we kind of understood that no, Swami is not interested in a dairy farm here. You know, he's basically, this is a goshala, you know, Gokulam, to house the cows, you know, elderly cows especially. And you know, by the way, well, milk is being produced, that's like a byproduct, not really, you know, a professional dairy farm where you want to make money out of this. Not a profit oriented, no business, no commercial stuff,
where
your
goal is only milk productivity.
Exactly. You know, all these commercials. You know, Swami was never ever bothered about any of those details as such. And he would say, you know, I've started this Gokulam to ensure, to show to the humanity, to show to the world that, you know, you have to take care of cows also as your mother. You know, that's basically the primary objective. And so that's how even today, I'm so happy to tell you, you know, Bhagwan's lessons are being followed very carefully, and every cow is taken care of very, very carefully. And then, you know, things are going on the way exactly he wanted.
And I understand that even after the cows stop yielding milk,
right,
we keep them, right, in
Nahapur. Oh, yes. I mean, not just keep them. Anywhere else, in fact, they would have been abandoned. But here, Swami would say, well, once you grow old and stop earning income for the family, what happens, you know, if your kids or if your children throw you out of the house? How will you feel? That's exactly the kind of feeling that you have to carry in your heart. And say, you know, these cows have given me milk and, you know, have been yielding milk all along, which is fine. Although that's not the primary objective. But then, even after they stop yielding milk, giving milk, and then they become old, it's your primary responsibility to continue to take care of them the way you've been taking care of them from the beginning. And so much so that, you know, you have to ensure now that they have become old, your caring has to be much more watchful. You know, you have to be much more watchful of their health and well-being and ensure that they are, you know, taken care of well. Not just throw them away, you know, just ignore them or anything like that. So that was the kind of lesson that he was teaching us. Yes.
Wow. I think that is something I would think is very unique.
Absolutely.
About our Gokulam.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say even, you know, to the extent of about, you know, I would say even 30% of the current Gokulam's total numbers, you know, is almost old cows. I would say that about 28 to 30% today. That's what we have. And so, I mean, they're all taken care of very well. And, you know.
Yes, it is more expenditure, but we are very happy to do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the point. You know, when we talked about money aspects, especially investing into Gokulam or taking care of these, you know, holy cows, holy animals, Swami was never bothered about spending money when it is required.
Mm.
I mean, I have had the situations and where Swami was mentioning, especially in Thrice sessions and things like that when I was studying, Swami would say, if I have to spend a crore of rupees for a good cause, I would not think twice. But if it is not a good cause, not useful for humanity, even spending is one paise, I would think 1,000 times. And Swami would even go to the extent of saying, every paise is like my, you know, a drop of my blood. And so you have to think. It's not either, you know, somebody's money, my money, your money, you know. And Swami was even going into the extent of saying, you know, all my devotees are donating so much of money, and, you know, I have to make sure that every paise is literally spent in the best possible manner. And so having said that, you know, when it comes to investing on Gokulam, investing on the well-being of the animals, Swami would not think twice. You know, he would always say, go ahead and do what is required to ensure that the animals are healthy and comfortable.
Mm.
So,
in fact, when I was talking to some of the workers who have been serving the Gokulam since the 1977, 78, 79.
Sure.
You know, they were saying how in those days Swami used to visit the Gokulam so often. In fact,
yes.
Every day after morning bhajan, apparently Swami would come.
Exactly.
So every day they would be waiting for the car, because in those days you did not have all these institutions in between. So they could see Swami's car right from the Vidyagiri Arch.
True.
Because no other institution was there.
Yeah, we only had the Sai Geeta shed, and then Sai Geeta would come out, you know, stand on the main road. I had that wonderful opportunity as well. When we were working in Gokulam too, Swami would often visit to Gokulam. In fact, I would even dare say, you know, almost every day, you know, especially as you said, in the morning bhajan, after morning bhajans, in the mornings after, say, 10 o'clock or so, we knew for a fact, for sure that Swami was going to visit Gokulam, so we would be ready, waiting at the door, waiting at the, you know, main gate on the main road to welcome Bhagwan. So, Swami used to visit almost every day to Gokulam, and then, you know, inquire about these animals, and then go touch them. And, you should see the joy on the, you know, everybody would have, of course, not just the people around, but also the cows, you know, would be jumping with their tails up. And then, you know, it's just a sight to see, really. Great times.
And after the Gokulam came, Janmashtami in Puttaparthi also became absolutely
true.
A different festival.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's true. Oh. Coming to Janmashtami, I still remember 1990 Gokulashtami, as I was part of the entire celebration from the beginning. I'm pretty sure Swami was doing this even earlier, but then when he kind of gave us a chance to, you know, actively participate in the whole thing, so much so that, you know, he would actually get into the details of what color every cow is. Of course, every cow has a name, not just a number or anything like that, which is what is outside, by the way. Every cow has a name, Lakshmi, Sai Lakshmi, you know, Sai Geeta, of course, was also there, one of the cows, and many cows. And then Swami would say, oh, the Sai Lakshmi is black and white. So, you know, we need to drape a cloth on top of it, you know, dress it appropriately for the procession in the Gokulam, Gokulashtami, for them to come to Mandir. So we need to have a proper colored, you know, cloth draped around. And then we have to ensure that, you know, the color of the cloth suits to the, you know, cow's color. So Swami would get into the specifics. And then we did not know, having worked every day, even we did not know how many cows were actually being, you know, were which color and what color and things like that. Swami would say, this cow is brown color. And so, you know, a maroon color or a brown color cloth would be suitable with a golden border. And wow, you know, it was something, you know, very exciting to even think of and remember as such.
In fact, I remember also when the boys used to bring the cows, and which happens even now.
Yes,
the boys dressed up as cowherds, they bring the cows from the Gokulam to the Mandir. Dr. Sivashankar Sai, who has been the warden for many years, he was saying that this was one instruction of Swami almost every year, that tell the boys to not pull the rope harshly, because that rope on the cow's neck goes through its nose, and Swami would say that tell the boys to be very gentle.
Correct.
And walk with the cows with a lot of warmth and slowly and lovingly, so that nothing we should do which will hurt the cow.
Very true. In fact, Gokulashtami of 1990, Swami even visited the Gokulam before the procession and actually taught the boys how to handle the cows.
Oh, wow.
He was standing right there, and then, you know, a couple of us were getting close to the cows, and then Swami would say, now hold the cow. You know, there are two ropes. You know, one goes through the nose, the other one goes around the neck. Swami would say, ideally, you should hold the one, you know, which goes around the neck, because the one that goes through the nose hurts the animal. Now, there are various reasons why, you know, that particular rope is put in. But then Swami would say, you just hold this rope, which is around the neck. And then as long as you share your love with the animal, cows are very, very gentle. I tell you, brothers.
Yes.
Even today, you just go tap a cow very softly, lovingly, and then, you know, they respond to your love so much, you know, such a wonderful, wonderful beings they are.
Mm.
And so Swami would say, just go share your love and then, you know, brush their dewlaps and then softly you handle them and they will respond to you. Otherwise, they look at you, you're all dressed up and, you know, group of you just, you know, jump and then crowd around a cow, it gets scared. So that's exactly how Swami would say. And so Swami literally taught these boys how to handle the cows and then, you know, that's how it was. It was great.
And I heard Swami also mentioned that if there is music, the cows love it.
Oh, yes. That's true. Especially during milking times, you know, Swami would say that, you know, when you actually play a very soft, melodious music, cows actually respond to it. And this was proved in, you know, a number of times at various stages. And then even we used to realize this. After Swami gave us this instruction, you know, I had a small tape recorder in those days, you know, with a cassette. I used to play a lot of this soft music and then loudly, especially during milking hours. The cow which gave, say, you know, 10 liters per session of milk, you know, would actually eventually give after 2 or 3 days of continuous melodious music, you know, being played. I could see that the yield has actually grown, you know, it gives, you know, it used to give like 12 liters, 13 liters also. And we could literally see that happening. Tangible results were seen. So that was, I mean, that's something Swami would say, they just, they get lost into that music and then, you know, give themselves out, you know, up. So that's basically how it is. You know, they really enjoy music.
They are happy. I think when they are happy, the milk that they give in that happy mood will definitely be more nourishing.
Absolutely. In fact, even in Sanskrit they say, Sishur Veti Pashur Veti Veti Gana Rasam Fani. So for music, everything moves, you know, not just Pashu or Sishu, even, you know, the snakes. And so, they really respond a lot.
And I think it's really beautiful today. You see, you know, it started off with 30 cows. And today, Gokulam has grown.
Yeah, we almost have about 250 animals, cows today. Lot of them are old, you know, at various stages of life, of course, you know. Many are giving milk, about 80 cows are giving milk, and so we have various stages.
And we have a bunch of beautiful cows.
Oh, yes, very lovely, very lovely.
Yes.
Lovely
and,
cows.
And when you think about the growth of this beautiful institution, you also see how Swami brought in so many souls at different points in time to nurture this institution. Just like Swami brought you, there are so many people over these years who have contributed as a volunteer, as a visitor doctor, then later on as as directors, as assistant directors, as consultant. And when you look at each person's life, it is so beautiful, actually. It is so revealing because more and more you are convinced that each person was brought at the right time. And Swami prepared that person for so many years before he really handed this responsibility of looking after his cows.
Absolutely. You could say that again. You know, after joining Bhakta Sahayak Division in 2009, I have really seen a lot of personnel, you know, contributing in many ways. Many sevadals, of course, keep coming and, you know, on their own, they would just offer their services. But then there are professionals, doctors, as you rightly said, you know, directors and assistant directors of, you know, veterinary science. They would come in and then offer their services, stay on for about 1 week and then ensure that every, in those days, you know, now of course we, you know, thanks to Bhagwan's grace, immense blessings, we don't have any disease whatsoever. But then in those days, when we were not able to get a lot of veterinary doctors, you know, there was this foot and mouth disease and, you know, common diseases such as, you know, normal infections and things like that. And we had to, if for everything, obviously, we had to run back to Bhagwan and then pray to him. And then Swami said, don't worry, they'll be fine. And then, you know, at the right point of time, some doctor or the other comes, you know, with his blessings again. And then, you know, we've been seeing a lot of people coming from all over the country. All over the country. I mean, there are professionals coming from Kashmir, professionals, doctors coming from Punjab, doctors coming from Salem, wow. Tamil Nadu, you name it. I mean, I've seen personally, and they would come, not just one person comes, you know, they would be a group of doctors, you know, with various specialties, and then they would come, conduct a lot of, whatever is required, you know, a lot of examinations, and then ensure that the cows are treated and, you know, advice is given to the authorities, and subsequently they return. So people come and then they just offer their services on their own. You know, of course, it seems as if they are coming on their own, but then
yes,
we all know for a fact that, you know, whoever comes to Prashanthi Nilayam cannot come on his own or on her own. You know, he has to be brought in by Bhagwan. So it's been a blessing to see so many souls serving.
In the same manner, we have Dr. Prabhudevar now as the manager of Gokulam. And dear listeners, I'm so happy to share with you that Dr. Prabhu is here with us in the studios today on this birthday of Gokulam.
Right.
A warm welcome
and
to you,
birthday
sir.
Of studio as well,
and
right?
studio, yes.
Awesome.
Thank you, Sai Ram. So, of course, I came in 2013, December actually. So actually, I was not a devotee of Swami. One of my professor, I was working in Karnataka Milk Federation after my retirement in Karnataka government for almost 32 years. Of course, I had a lot of, dairy experiences. I worked in a private dairy farm, international dairy, this thing, and also university dairy, cooperative dairy and all. So a lot of background I had. I don't know, without anything, one day one of my professor called me. His name is Dr. Vishwanath Reddy. He was actually devotee of Swami. Mm-hmm. And also he was consultant to this Goshala or diary, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
So, unknowingly I came here. Then after seeing everything, he told, do something for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I came here, of course, team of doctors were there, about 3-4 doctors and managers, and many people were there. And a lot of visitors used to come from outside, like seva workers, and doctors used to come, experts used to come. And a lot of contribution has been given from all the people. But finally what happened, I don't know, without anything I came here, then I told him, let me study 1 month at least. Then afterwards, we'll see what I can do and all. Then finally, after 15 days, then actually I wanted to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, one early morning by 3:45, Swami's photo has come. Almost like, you know, just a smiling face, that is all.
In your dream?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then that is all. I think instead of going back, let me take it as a challenge. Lot of challenges are there. Let me do something like that. Then I started working. Then of course, when it was almost like 6-7 liters average, now we came to 18 liters average milk. And the whole, the health condition has improved like anything. We used to purchase lot of grass from outside. Of course, it's almost like worth of about 20 lakhs worth of this thing every year we used to purchase. Then slowly we stopped everything, and whatever available land is there, and also we provided all water facilities there. Whatever washed water from the shed and other things, and everything should go to the land. Like that we started growing everywhere. And now, actually, since about 2-3 years, we are not purchasing anything. So, without purchasing any grass and other things, very nutritious grass we are producing and giving to all our cows.
Wow. So, no purchases now?
No, not at all.
No purchases of
grass, yes.
Of grass.
Yeah.
We don't purchase grass. The productivity of every cow is doubled?
Absolutely. Yes, improved like
more than that.
It's
yes.
almost
more
like
than
three
that.
Times we have improved the production.
Wow.
And also, whatever grass we are producing, that is also, it's almost like organic. We don't use any fertilizer or anything in that, this thing. And, of course, if you come to the feed, this thing, feed also we have changed a lot. Feed, actually, the feed cost has gone up like anything. It's almost like three times more. Now, we started using millet byproducts. It's an organic product, actually. it's almost like 50% we are using that millet organic byproduct, and we are using to the cows. And of course, in the beginning, we have to go very slowly, gradually. We have to increase everything, and like that, we started everything, and we have come to some position now. We are using almost 50% of millet byproduct, which is organic, and the growth rate and the quality of the animals and the health of the animals and the production, everything has increased.
Wow.
And the cost has come down like anything. Almost we are saying about 1.5 to 2 lakhs every month in the feed only, cattle feed only.
Oh wow.
So talking about talking about cattle feed, I still remember Bhagwan used to say, don't use these ready mixes, especially which are available outside in the market. You know, don't just buy a ready mix cattle feed and then feed to the animals, because that may contain bone powder.
Yeah,
so Swami said, that is giving such ready mixes mixed with bone powder is a big sin.
We are giving millet byproducts.
Correct.
Millet byproduct and other ingredients we are purchasing from outside.
Yes.
Like, you know, maize and other things. We make powder ourselves.
But we make the mix.
We are mixing many things. So in that only we are controlling many of the diseases.
With that.
Yeah. Particularly the disease like mastitis, which affects the udder, that is milking part.
Yes.
It takes up at least 25% of the economy of the dairy farm everywhere. One in three animal will suffer from mastitis everywhere.
Generally in any dairy farm outside.
But here we don't have even single mastitis case since 4 years.
Wow.
We have not lost single teeth so far.
Wow.
I think this is a record. This is all-time record, I can call it.
Pretty sure, yes.
And of course, we maintain a lot of hygienic condition, and we use some, you know, pH elevators and other things in the feed only. Like that we are maintaining this.
But this disease is completely eradicated in our group.
This is, 100% it is not there actually.
Wow. Really? Though it is common in every other
very common, yes, outside.
Also, we don't use any antibiotics. Of course, we use antibiotics very, very rarely we use it. When it is absolutely necessary, then we go for antibiotics. Otherwise, we don't use antibiotics in them. And also, we don't use hormones at all.
No hormones.
No hormones we are using.
Great.
It's almost like whatever we are producing, it's a very clean milk and hygienic milk. And I can call it organic milk also.
Yes.
Because in the powder, we don't use fertilizer. Of course, pesticides, it won't come at all. And whatever.
So the fodder, the grass that is grown in a very organic manner.
Sure.
So the milk that you get also is.
It's very good actually.
Very healthy.
It's healthy.
No
and
chemicals.
Organic. And hygienically, it's very good. Of course, we are feeding all the milk. We are supplying to the hostels, school boys.
Yes.
And to the patients, to the hospitals.
Yes.
So a lot of devotees also will take from us. And also to the canteen it goes.
Yes.
So like that, the very good quality milk we are producing it actually. See, that is one thing. And we use, nowhere it is using. We prepare soya milk and we are using to the young cows. It is nowhere. Actually, the cost of soya milk is about 5 rupees per kg. It contains a lot of proteins and nutrition and everything. From that, we are, cutting down the cost of the milk, calf rearing. And calf health is very good and growth rate is very good. And no mortality at all.
No calf mortality.
No calf mortality at all.
Wow.
So like that, we are maintaining that also. So in many ways, like that, here the condition is very hot, especially during summer. The temperature will go up to about 42, 43 degrees. We made almost, for all the animals, we made foggers. That is, the whole shed will be almost about 3 degrees less than outside. Temperature will be very less because these cows, they are all exotic cows almost like. And they cannot sustain this heat condition. So here we are providing that foggers. Actually, I have seen in many dairy farms where they have spent more than about 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs to do all those things. But with very low cost, I can say it's almost like 1,000 rupees. We made the whole three sheds, foggers.
Wow. So you have your own indigenously developed mechanism to cool the temperature in the sheds.
And also we are providing the mats, cow mats we are providing. Because cows are weighing almost about 450 to 500 kgs. and when they rub on the rough surfaces, they get all these joint problems and other things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have single joint problem in our dairy farm.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And normally these cows will get this, you know, joint ill and umbilical ill and other things. We don't have any disease at all. And we don't use antibiotics and other things. And we are maintaining this dairy. It is all because of Swami's this thing, that is all.
Wonderful.
So,
sir,
whatever we are doing,
yes,
it is, you know, it's almost like model dairy, because a lot of people from many part of the country, including from Karnataka, dairy science people, including dairy director, he came with the students twice a year to study how it is going on like that. And he kept the students there to study everything and come, how they control mastitis,
mm-hmm,
how they are producing so much milk,
mm-hmm,
what is that organic milk and other things,
mm-hmm,
to study all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of people from all over the country,
mm-hmm,
including, you know, from Karnataka, Bidar, Gulbarga,
mm-hmm,
lot of people are coming and doing lot of studies here, how this is going on like that.
Wow, wonderful.
Of course,
I heard there are people who came even from Tirupati.
Yeah, Tirupati, that actually chairman, he was actually MLA at that time. So he came here and he called me there also to do something there also. Because it's not so easy to change everything.
Overnight.
Yeah, because dairy means...
Yes. It's Dr. Prabhudeva joined in 2013 and today we are seeing a lot of results and very positive,
yeah,
and thanks to Bhagwan's grace too. But yes, a lot of positive results are
Thank you, sir.
Wonderful.
And of course, many things are there like that.
Wow.
Everything,
so Swami came in your dream. You are thinking whether to stay here or not.
Yeah.
Swami came in your dream. And you have made a dream contribution to Gokulam. You could say that.
No, actually, I am the most satisfied person actually. Now, what all I have done now, of course, it is all his blessings and grace.
Job satisfaction, you could say that.
That satisfaction I got.
Mm.
And I am really happy to do, happy to serve again.
Mm.
Till my last breath, that's why I am ready to start serve here only.
Wow. Amazing, sir.
And a lot of improvements have been brought in by Dr. Prabhudeva. That's one thing that we need to compliment him on. Like, mm-hmm, even, you know, hydroponics and things like,
yes,
that, through which we grow this maize.
Hydroponics, actually, it requires a lot of machines and other things.
Right. Mm.
But without anything, in the shed only, we are growing the grass. And we are feeding the young cows. There they cannot, you know, release this hard grass and other things.
So soft grass for them.
Yeah, this is very good grass, actually.
Mm.
And with the seed, we are providing them.
Wow.
So like that, you know, many changes we made it. And it is all Bhagwan's grace, that is all.
So happy to hear that you feel so satisfied after so many years of working outside.
Yeah.
And you didn't know why destiny is pulling you here. But now you are so happy that,
certainly,
you know, you
are
using whatever you had learned all these years in a cause like this.
Certainly, yeah. Whatever experience I had, no. Certainly, I shared everything here, and I am ready to share some more things are there,
mm-hmm,
that I am trying that also. Let
Wonderful.
Me see what will happen.
By His grace, yes. And the good thing about our Gokulam also, if you see, just like all our institutions, you go to the super specialty hospital and the first look people say, oh, is this a hospital? It doesn't look like a hospital.
There you are, yes.
It's like a temple,
yes,
you know. So that is the first impression that Swami gives about every institution that Bhagwan has built.
Yes.
You
yes.
go to the school, you'll think, oh, is it a school? It looks like some temple. It's a very beautiful statue. It's a huge statue of Ganesha and Dakshinamurti on top. You know, everything for Bhagwan was always a temple. It was a temple of feeling. It is a temple of learning. Here again, it is a temple.
Absolutely.
It is a temple for the cows. And I think that is how Bhagwan has...
Yes.
It's a temple for rearing and nourishing the cows. I mean... That is how Bhagwan had built. Because as soon as you enter the ambience, you have this beautiful Krishna.
Yes,
and people are actually bewitched looking at the Krishna.
True.
In fact, that is other day when I was there, it has become a selfie corner. Everybody wants a picture with the Krishna.
Yes.
My selfie with Krishna.
You know,
everybody cherishes their moment of going to Gokulam and having that picture. And everyone says, oh, the cows are so adorable. The cows are so beautiful. And
yes.
I think, you know, in their own way, we are spreading so much of positivity. In fact, after we published this little video, I got responses from so many people. One sister from Delhi said, you know what, I had never before in my life actually fed a cow, but after seeing the video and after looking at Swami's love for the animals, you know what, yesterday I went and I took bananas and I fed this cow.
Oh, wow. Very sweet.
So you have so many people now, you know, this whole thing of Sarva Bhuta Daya, you know, that Swami always said, when he said, Loka Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu, he said, it should be all beings.
Excellent.
And so beautifully, Swami in his own way is touching so many lives. It's really amazing. In fact, the other day, when I was talking to some of these workers also, you know, each person has a very beautiful story. There was one, Rama Rao, he said, you know, he had come to Parthi and he was giving Swami a letter because he wanted to work somewhere. He didn't have a job. And then the next day, Swami comes, Swami asks him, why are you worried? Don't worry. Swami takes the letter and says, you go to Gokulam. You go to Gokulam and you go to this room number 7 and you meet people there and you start working. So that's how he gets the job.
Yes.
There is Venkata Ramalu serving in Gokulam, for whom Swami has done his Upanayanam. Swami has done his bread jamming ceremony. Yeah. There are so many staff who are sharing how Swami has done their marriages.
Yes.
There was another lady who said her daughter was in coma for 11 days and she had to take the daughter to a Bangalore hospital and, you know, nothing was happening. There was no hope. And when she came and she told Bhagwan, and Swami said, I will take care, I will take care. And she says that her daughter recovered in that hospital and suddenly she woke up and she said, Amma, Swami is here. Swami is here. I can see Swami. Can't you see Swami? Swami is here. Swami is here.
Wow.
You know, so Swami, you know, Swami says, if you do my work, Swami will not just do our work. Swami will carry us.
Yeah.
Carry us in his arms. And I think that is how it is for every sincere, simple-hearted workers who are serving in Gokulam.
Yes,
and in fact, you know, it's always very moving to see the joy with which they are serving. Other day when I was there in Gokulam, I saw a lady coming first. And first, before she starts her work, she went to the cow, she circumambulated, she prostrated at the cow. Then she started the work.
They are so grateful. That is so easy. I mean, you can see that in every action of theirs. You know, morning 3 o'clock, they get to work and then they're there continuously taking care of them. I think they keep spending the entire day, literally. Most of the day. Yeah, they live there. That's true. They literally live with these beings and then taking care of them and then playing with them, enjoying with them, talking to them, you know, giving their love. Not just giving them a wash and then doing it as a job, but they're there from morning to night. And any time you go,
like
they're there always.
Each person has one cow as his cow, his child.
That's true. They literally, I mean, they own every, you know, every member. They're all, the cows are like their own family members. And so they really, you know, kind of, they're always there taking care of them. And then they're so grateful for such an opportunity too. I mean, as you rightly said, Swami has given them so much in their own lives. You know, they're so grateful all the time. They have many stories to share all the time when you go there. In fact, especially people who have had that proximity, the fortune of having that physical proximity with Bhagwan, like Venkat Ramaraju or Venkat Babu. There's one more guy, Babu we call him. These guys have had such a wonderful proximity with Bhagwan that you can listen to so many stories. You know, Swami has taken care of them, not just them, but the families, the extended families, and so on. As you said, you know, Swami carries you know, each and every individual, whoever is involved and immersed in his service.
Gopala. So the name for Gopala is the one who looks after all the beings.
Yes.
Gopala. And Swami used to say, so he is that divine Gopala who is looking after not just the cows, but everyone.
Right.
And you get that overwhelming feeling once you go there. And it's so beautiful also that after we did this video, a lot of people have written saying that, you know, we want to visit the Gokulam.
Awesome. Most welcome. Most welcome, I would say that.
We want to be part of it.
It's absolutely almost like awesome. Temple now.
Yes, it is.
You'll get that atmosphere. Temple atmosphere has come already.
Yes. In fact, after you came also, you have made so many places.
Vinayaka. Swami's this thing and Shivas.
There's a small fountain that our workers have developed outside. Yes. I mean, out there. Yeah. And then with a small statue of Lord Krishna.
Wherever you see, you will see God. God is everywhere, no?
Yes.
So you can turn anywhere, you can see God there.
Yes.
So it has come like that.
So beautiful.
The whole ambience has actually improved a lot, you know,
really,
so many years.
Wow. I mean, who would have imagined that, you know, eventually it will turn out like this when it started. I don't know if you also had in mind in the 1990s, it was
no
something.
Way.
And
no
now,
way, no way.
And from no. nowhere, Swami sends a Prabhudeva.
Yes. So,
yeah.
So all his blessings.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, when you think about not just Gokulam, when I think about Radio Sai, think about any institution, it is the same story, the way Bhagwan right. brings in different people. And you can only, in retrospect, see that it is he who was doing everything.
Very
and
true.
It is he who is continuing to do. When you are completely engaged in it, you think, yeah, I have done this. You know, I was able to do this, I was able to do that, you know. But I think after a while, when you sit back and reflect, then you feel, did I really do it? Because, you know, so many things just happened. Things that I could have not done elsewhere, I'm able to do here.
Yes.
And it is happening at a faster pace. And it is happening in such a beautiful manner. And I think that is, in fact, still reverberating in my mind when I was speaking to Dr. Lakshmikant Reddy, someone who served Gokulam for nearly 30-40 years. From
yes.
60s, he was serving as a volunteer. And then in 1992, Swami gave him the chance to become the formal
veterinary doctor.
Yes. And
I had the chance to serve along with him as well.
Yes, so he was serving till his health permitted, till 2008.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, when I was asking him, sir, so what is your most cherished moment, you know, what is it that you really carry in your heart about your chance to serve in Gokulam? And he would just say these two things. He say, what? My greatest blessing is to be in Puttaparthi, he would say.
Wow.
I got this chance to be in Puttaparthi and to serve. What else do you want? What else can be a greater blessing?
Absolutely.
And then he would say, he only did everything.
True.
Simply gave me the credit, but it is he only who did everything. And he would reiterate this. I would ask this in different ways, in different words, so that if I can get anything else out of him. But he would only say this. He says, I have
right.
not done anything, it is he who has done. And
yeah.
I think, you know, that is the whole concept of being a devotee of the Lord.
True.
So beautifully signified by the flute of Lord Krishna. And I think people who have had the chance to serve in Gokulam and continue to serve, they are those beautiful flutes. And so much there is to learn for all of us from this lovely institution that Bhagwan has set up. So dear listeners, if you have not watched the video that we have made on Gokulam, you can watch it on radiosai.org, our website, as well as on our YouTube channel. It is called Prashanti Chronicles 7, The Story of the Gokulam, Sri Satya Sai Gokulam. And yes, whenever you are in Prashanti Nilayam, you're most welcome to soak in the lovely ambience and bask in the charming countenance of Lord Krishna in this beautiful abode for Bhagwan's cows. Let me end with a very beautiful flute piece that Brother Ravi Teja played for that video, and the message with which we concluded this little presentation on the occasion of the Gokulam's birthday as well as Radio Sai's birthday. Before I end, if you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. If you have any suggestions or anything you want to say instantly, you can WhatsApp us. Our number is 9393-258-258. Thank you so much for being with us on this beautiful Thursday, talking about two beautiful abodes of Bhagwan.
If only we can become hollow like such souls, the Lord will gladly place us onto His lips and make our lives an eternal song of His melody and matchless glory. The sound of the flute, the Venu Nada, Swami says, is not just Venu Nada, but Veda Nada. It is the essence of the scriptures.
Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.